The massive college admissions scandal recently uncovered by the FBI exposed how wealthy families paid bribes to get their kids into elite schools. And the story has prompted a question from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Is college even worth it anymore? Jill, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And explain why you're asking that question, because there are studies that say men and women with a college degree earn hundreds of thousands of dollars more in their lifetime than people who just graduated from high school.
Absolutely true. And so we know that a college degree can pay off for a lot of kids. And as you said, 900,000 more in median lifetime earnings for men and 630,000 for women. We'll talk about that wage gap at a different time. Right? But I will say this. This really started to get me thinking, this whole scandal about what we are paying and what lengths we are going to as families to really attain these degrees. We want our kids to be educated. We want them to be competitive in the workforce. But is this really, all this energy and money, really worth it? And that's the question that I've been trying to noodle around quite a bit.
Some of the parents in question here paid more than $1 million to get their kids into elite schools for these bribes. Are you saying that in some ways, those degrees that they were so desperately seeking weren't really worth that much to those families?
Well, here's the thing. We know that these elite schools can offer fantastic financial rewards, but the rewards really do differ depending on where you start. So there's an analysis that found that if the student's family was already at the top of the income heap, like those involved in this scandal, the student was not likely to catapult any further with a fancy degree versus a less prestigious one, which really means that these parents not only broke the law, but also made a really bad wager, which is they could have opened the door for their kids in any way they wanted to in the future without paying through the nose for that college degree.
And what about kids who are not from wealthy families? I mean, what
so if, here's where we know that those elite schools absolutely pay off, because if you start at the middle to lower income spectrum, you do jump up in terms of your lifetime earnings pretty dramatically with those elite schools. And of course, I should note that those elite schools can also mean the difference between gaining entry into those elite business and law school and medical school programs as well.
Jill, what you're saying might be even more offensive to some people, that these families don't necessarily need the elite schools to cement their elevated place in the world. And meanwhile, the people who would benefit from it even more are left out.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think that this is the real critical question of higher ed right now. Have we created a system? Are we part of a system that really automatically tilts towards those who already have versus those who don't? It also means that if you are in the middle and you are piling on gobs and gobs of debt, you really need to be careful about the school and the tuition and the actual degree you're ending up with and what field of study you're entering. It is incredible to see how many students and their families are impoverishing themselves for a degree that does not pay off in the long term.
Well, this story has struck a nerve. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. We'll link you to the story where you pose this question: is college even worth it anymore? Jill, thanks so much.
Take care.